I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israel has agreed to daily pauses in the fighting in Gaza. Tens of thousands of Palestinians are fleeing south, including Christians. Palestinian Christians make up about 6% of the population, at least 50,000 people. But Dr. Jack Sarah, president of Bethlehem Bible College, says Palestinian Christians feel like the forgotten church.
Part of the problem that they're seeing, even the Christians are siding against them, whether they intended or not. But this includes the Christians in the West Bank, not just in Gaza. So feel hurt, frustrated. Seems that there are many of them. I don't want to generalize, but it feels like a lot of Christians, including theologians, pastors, leaders, are on the side of war rather than the side of peace. And this is shocking to us. This is hurtful here.
Please remember and pray for the Palestinian church. Tomorrow is Veterans Day in the United States. Army vet Steve Prince leads Warriors Set Free, a division of Set Free. Veterans Day is a special day for the Warriors Set Free team. Its founder, director, and volunteers all served in the military. Typically, a veteran will only talk to another veteran about some things they experienced in military service. Warriors Set Free helps those who are struggling to heal from the past and win life's battles through Christ. If you know a veteran in need, connect them with Warriors Set Free. Veterans Day is a good reason to reach out.
There's the classic, thank you for your service, which is fine. There's absolutely nothing wrong with people saying that. My encouragement is to say anything slightly different. It just shows gratitude for them that you've said something different than the same phrase that everybody says over and over again.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat 7 offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org.